Dear Diary, today something strange happened. I don't even know how to talk about this. I was hanging out in my room and my door was open. Older brother passed by on his way from the bathroom. He had apparently just taken a shower. I'd seen him like this before a million times. Towel slung around his waist, hair wet and tousled, broad shoulders, bare chest. I had seen him like this a million times. And yet, I had never seen him like this at all. I don't know if it's because it's been so long since I've seen anybody else like this. Or what the reason was, really. That's the only thing that I can think of. But something came over me for a moment. A want, an urge, I don't know how to describe it. It was just a second. He only crossed my frame of view very briefly. But it made me feel a way. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Dear Diary, I was on the internet looking at stuff and things. Porn. I was looking at porn. You know, as one does. I was horny and bored. And I came across something very interesting. Something I hadn't really considered hot or erotic or considered at all, quite frankly. Until very recently, there was this video, and in it, this girl orchestrates a situation in which she gets caught masturbating by her older brothers. I couldn't watch the whole thing. They walked into the room and they saw her, and the look in their eyes, gazing upon her, it put a feeling in the pit of my stomach like the other day when I saw my brother walk past in the hall. It was that same urge, desire, I guess. It's crazy. I don't desire him, right? I can't. That's not how things work. I mean, it's just not possible. But there's gotta be a reason there's porn about this stuff. If people like it, there's gotta be something to it. I don't know. I don't know why this matters to me, why this is happening to me, why I feel the need to write it down, but I guess I want some record in case I spiral, in case I get to a point where I don't remember if I was ever not under the influence of that desire. Dear Diary, last night I had a dream about him. That's never happened before. I mean, sure, I've had dreams that he's been in, but he's never been the focus of a dream, especially not a dream like this. Not a dream so heavy and intense. Not a dream that left me waking up aching and needy with swollen nipples and wet panties. Not a dream that made my head spin the way this one did. Not a dream that I regretted waking up from. What does this say about me? Why is this happening to me? It must be that it's been so long, but it's not like I haven't been trying to talk to people on apps or online. There are other guys. There are plenty of interested guys. But the only one who's had my attention is him. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. I can never tell him. God forbid, I could never do anything about it. But it's only been a couple of days and I'm already starting to go crazy. I think about it more often than not. At least since that dream. Dear Diary, I did something bad. He was home. I mean, he's home frequently, but the other day he was home and, well, I can hear a bit through the wall. And I guess he either didn't realize that I was in my room or didn't care. It's unlike him to listen to porn out loud, but I realized pretty quickly that that's what he was watching. I left my room, snuck into the hall, stood outside his door, where I could hear a lot clearer. I just listened to him. Probably a solid 20 minutes of him just stroking, edging, sighing, groaning. The way he says, fuck, and oh God, makes me want to do unspeakable things. When I heard him getting close, I was torn between sliding my hand down my pants and touching myself, or going in and seeing with my own eyes. I did the first one. I know I shouldn't have, but it was so fucking hot. I'm obsessed, I think. Hearing him come, hearing him swear and groan, hearing him lose it like that. It made me come too hard. I'm surprised I didn't get caught. I had to lean against the door frame, and my knees were so weak. It's a miracle I didn't fall, give myself away. Can you imagine him hearing some thud outside, quickly pulling on his shorts, peeking his head out the door, and finding me sprawled on the floor with my hands in my pants, shaking, flustered, and obviously beyond turned on. When I made it back to my room, I laid in bed and I replayed everything I'd heard over and over. Touching myself. Running my fingers over my wet slit. Rubbing my clit in tight little circles. Sliding a finger inside myself. Pumping faster, faster, adding another. Clenching my jaw so I didn't say his name. Coming on my own fingers, wishing it was his cock. I don't know what I've become. Dear diary, would I be a terrible person if I engineered a situation like in that porno I watched a few days ago? It would be so easy to slip into his room when he went to the kitchen to get a snack or something. Slip my pants off and just touch myself through my panties until he got back. Just being in his space would have me so wet. Just knowing he could return at any moment would be such a thrill. I would be the definition of a hot mess upon his return. But it's not right to just put myself like that in front of him. What would he even say to that? What would he do? I'm not stupid. I know that often men have a hard time being rational around a sexually enthusiastic woman. But I'm his younger sister, for God's sakes. Would it work the same? Or would he not be fucked up like I am? Would he just cock his head to the side and ask what the fuck I was doing? Tell me to get out. Call me a pervert. Would he shame me? Or would he want me? Would it stop him in his tracks if I took off my top? If I reached behind myself and unclipped my bra, slowly let it slide off, exposed myself to him? What if I drew my knees up to my chest and spread my legs, pulled my panties to the side and showed him how wet I was? What would he do then? I can't stop thinking about it. The truth is, there's a million things. There's a million ways that could go. But at the same time, there are really only two ways. Sure, he could say a lot of different things, but either he wants it or he doesn't. And that's what's killing me. I'm not so naive. Most men that I've presented myself to in a similar fashion have been interested. Even when I don't present myself in such a way, many don't shy from showing interest. But he's the one person that I felt like I could share so much with. I've always felt like I could be honest with. And still, the idea of broaching this subject with him is terrifying, but also thrilling. Dear Diary, I had another dream. I was watching porn on my phone on the couch in the living room with headphones, like I do sometimes when no one's home or it's late and everyone's asleep. But I fell asleep and he found me. It was late. He shook my shoulder to wake me up. My phone screen lit up as well. And he saw what I'd been watching. I woke up just in time to realize what was happening. Just in time for him to see that it was us on the screen somehow. He didn't say anything. He just reached down, slipped his arms under me, carried me to my bed. When he got to my room, he looked at me for a long time. It looked like he wanted to say something, but he just bit his lip and ran his hand through his hair. It's so sexy when he does that. Of course he did it in the dream. Then he shook his head and he started to leave. And I told him to wait. I asked him what he'd thought when he saw what I'd been watching. And then I woke up for real. It's clear that this is gonna eat me up inside until I know, until I have an answer. I'm just so anxious. I don't want to ruin things, but at the same time, things are already so different. He must notice that I act different around him now. He must notice that I stay locked in my room a lot more than usual. I also stole a couple of his hoodies that I've been wearing. Especially when I lay in bed and touch myself. Having his scent wrapped around me gets me off faster than anything. It's as if he's on the bed with me, watching. And I want him to see me. I do. I still think about that video, about the idea of showing off, of just putting my pussy on a platter for him, seeing whether he bites. It wouldn't be that hard. And the more I think about it, the more I'm realizing I think it's what I have to do. I have to give him the choice. I have to put it out there. I can't just keep existing in the same space as him, wanting, needing, leaving wet stains wherever I'm sitting, and pressing my thighs together to stop from seeming so outwardly crazed in his presence. I just want him to fuck me. There, I said it. I mean, obviously I'd alluded to it for a while, but that's what it is. I want him inside me. I want him to admire my body the way so many other men yearn to. I only want him to. I want him to want me, need me, the way I feel like I need him. I want him to need to touch me, need to kiss me. I need him to salivate for the taste of me. The amount of times I've rubbed my pussy thinking about what his tongue would feel like between my legs. The amount of times I've sunk two fingers inside of myself and yearned for the feeling of his thick cock doing the same to me. The amount of times I've envisioned wrapping my delicate little body around him as my cunt envelops him to the hilt, as my legs cross behind his back, as my hands grip his shoulders, claw at his shoulder blades. The amount of times I've nearly cried out as I imagine him pumping over and over into me, thrusting and pounding, fucking me with everything he had in him, using me to please his cock, taking me and everything that I offer up to him. I am unhinged at the feeling of deep primal need I have for him. There's no option but to do something about it. There's no choice anymore. The thing I crave most is to have him come inside me. Ever since I heard him that day standing outside his door, I've yearned to have him growl in my ear as he unloaded inside me. I've yearned to feel his hands and his bruising grip on my hips as he holds himself deep inside me and releases to come around his cock as he fills me is all I want, is all I can think about, is all that consumes me. I need it. I don't know who I am anymore, but I need my brother. Dear Diary, last night, when my brother left to take a shower, I snuck into his room. I pulled back the covers. I slipped underneath them. I started removing my clothing. Each article I tossed in a different direction on his floor. Each piece I removed, I felt the thrill build within me. This was it. This was happening. No matter what his reaction was, I would know. I started playing with my nipples idly, tweaking and pinching them. They were already rock hard. No stimulation needed in order to achieve that. But imagining that in a few short minutes it could be his hands or his mouth flooded my pussy even further than it already had been. My legs were crossed, my thighs squeezing. I was too excited. I knew if I touched myself, if I fingered myself before he entered the room, I would come in his sheets. I would get there too fast. And I wanted the first time of the evening to be around his cock, if that were an option. I heard him turn off the shower. And I froze. I was struck with a panic so deep, a terror. What had I done? What was I doing? Why had I done this? How had I let myself get here? Why had I deluded myself into thinking that this was okay? But it was too late to do anything now. I could hear him leaving the bathroom, his footsteps coming down the hallway. I heard him pause in front of my room, notice that my door was open. I wasn't in there. When he entered his room and saw me under his comforter, just my head peeking out, he looked confused. He didn't say anything, not a single thing. Just came further into the room, closed the door. I knew he could smell me. There was no hiding what I'd been doing. My clothes were scattered around the room. It was obvious. Even covered as I was. I watched him carefully as he came to sit beside me, as he pulled on the corner of the comforter, slowly exposing my body. Inhaling through his nose, nostrils flaring, eyes darkening, jaw set. I was affecting him, whether he liked it or not. He continued pulling the blanket back until I was completely uncovered. He whispered for me to show him, so I spread my legs and I started to rub my cunt. Slick, dripping, and warm. I saw him I don't know how to describe it. I saw him change. I saw a shift in the light in his eyes. I saw his shoulders tense. He bit his lip as he watched my fingers play in my wet folds. I looked up at him through my eyelashes, terrified, but enraptured by his gaze. He watched me play for longer than I had expected before he took off his towel, revealed how hard his cock was. It was beautiful, thick, and long and pulsing. Clearly in need of a tight, slick sheath to sink into. I looked back at his face and I said, please. And he said, I thought you would never ask. Dear Diary, he interrupted me in the middle of writing that last entry. He needed me again. I was in no position to deny him that. The way he plays my body like an instrument, the way we move in sync, and the way he sinks into me, I writhe under him. He pulls me against him. We shudder together. The way he fits inside me, like he was made to be there, like I was made to be wrapped around him, the perfect glove, the way he hits that spot deep in my belly every time, the way we rock back and forth sometimes, foreheads pressed against each other, noses touching, open mouthed gasps on both of our faces, sharing breath and disbelief at how perfect the other feels. I lose track of where I end and he begins, as cheesy as that sounds. We're made to be a set. And when he comes inside of me, hard and shuddering and growling, it feels never ending in the most delicious way. There is so much of him that I can take. There is so much of him that he fills me with. So much of him that I craved to hold inside me, that I overflow with as I write. He fucks me the way it should be. I am his now, his fuck toy, his hole to use. The Eve to his Adam. I am a place for him to put his needs and his want, and I am something for him to use, a place for him to let go, an outlet for his frustration and just the same, a recipient of his love. And I love him too. Dear Diary, I think I would have regretted forever not presenting myself to him. It was perfect. It's not wrong. It was simply meant to be.